You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire. Kiwis are being urged to be vigilant about measles and to get vaccinated. Measles vaccination for children in Aotearoa is currently sitting at 83.2% when it needs to be 10% higher to be taking full effect. Today I spoke with microbiologist and PAA ambassador Dr. Juliet Alvey about the importance of measles vaccination in Aotearoa. Here is that interview. Does measles continue to pose a threat to Aotearoa?
Yes, absolutely. Measles is an ongoing threat for our communities. We've had some cases recently in Auckland, but the most recent case, which was related to a Wellington student, there was no direct link to overseas. So there's obviously urgent investigations underway to determine where that particular case has popped up from. And also, there is concern around reduced vaccine coverage for measles. So once the vaccine coverage with the MMR drops below a certain level, it does mean that our communities are at increased risk of a measles outbreak. So combination of measles cases happening with a community that's not highly vaccinated does mean there is a high risk for a measles outbreak. So yeah, we're absolutely concerned about measles in Aotearoa right now.
What does the current vaccination rate in children in Aotearoa look like?
So you can go onto the Te Whatu Ora website and they do have the vaccination coverage rates displayed there, broken down into the different milestones for when vaccine is on the schedule. So for example, if you look at the 12-month coverage, it is below 90%. It's in the high 80s. We really need that rate to be well above 90, up into 95% for the MMR to be confident that we would be protected against a measles outbreak. And it is very regional. So there are some regions that have higher rates than others. And so that is also of a concern. How do we get all of our communities up to a level where they need to be? There's a lot of work to be done there.
What needs to be done to ensure a growing vaccination rate on a national scale?
Yeah, so the reason for reduced vaccine coverage, I think, is quite complex. So that needs to be well understood as to why people are not vaccinating their kids according to the schedule. We do know that the COVID pandemic, unfortunately, did have a negative impact on vaccination coverage rates. So I think there's a huge amount of work that needs to be done. It needs to be well coordinated and really targeted to those areas where we know that the vaccine coverage is lower than it should be. I think also there needs to be an increased awareness of why vaccination is so important to protect our communities from measles. We saw in our most recent outbreak in 2019, it really was a significant outbreak, hundreds of infections, 30% of whom ended up in hospital, and it really does hit the most vulnerable hardest. So that's generally children under the age of 5. So we really need that message to get out there. If people don't know if they've had the 2 doses of MMR vaccine, they should find out by either looking through Plunket books or contacting their health provider. And if they don't know and can't find out, then it's safe to have the dosing even if you've previously been vaccinated. So really the key message is find out if you're covered with 2 doses of MMR. And if not, then get yourself vaccinated.
How can we spread awareness about the importance of measles vaccination, especially in this time where we are seeing cases popping up?
Yeah, I think we've all got a part to play to spread awareness, both in the mainstream media and other avenues, to really get that message out there. I think we really need to specifically target groups that may not be well linked into healthcare, because we know that there are particular groups that do struggle with health literacy. And I think that's really where a lot of work needs to be done.
So in schools, do you think?
I think for school-aged children, you'd probably be better off targeting the parents. But certainly within schools, older school age, within universities, where you've got lots of young people all living together, and then out in the wider community, we need to engage with Māori health advocates as well to really get those groups linked in to the messaging.
Is there anything else you'd like to add for our listeners?
Also, just to be vigilant. So if you get a fever and a rash, could it be measles? Talk to a healthcare professional for advice.
That was microbiologist and PAA ambassador Dr. Juliet Alvey speaking to me about the importance of measles vaccination in Aotearoa.